All right, this is the interactive portion of the program where we take your phone calls here on Coast to Coast with Sunny Don Johnston. So we will be right back. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Sunny Don Johnston with us. Sunny, before we go to the calls, tell us about your two books out there, The Love Never Ends and Invoking the Archangels.
Well, The Love Never Ends is really to help people to learn to connect with their loved ones that have passed. It's tools and techniques to open yourself up, to raise your vibration, and to help you move through the grief so that you can do that. And then there's some stories intermixed in there about experiences that I've had both personally and with clients. And then Invoking the Archangels is a book about how to connect with the angelic realm and really how to develop a relationship with the archangels personally, a personal relationship with them.
Do you have a favorite of the two?
Well, you know, The Love Never Ends, I just wrote. It just came out about 6 months ago, and so I've been on tour sharing that message. So I think that's the one that is speaking to me. But the Invoking the Archangels is my baby. You know, it's like your first one, your firstborn.
That's right. You never forget the firstborn.
You never forget the firstborn.
Do you have fun writing books?
Well, I'll be honest and tell you that no.
It's a lot of work.
They're hard. It's hard. You know, I've co-authored five other books, and the co-authoring is much easier because I don't have to write as much. I tend to be very active, and so just the process of sitting down and staying in that energy of writing is challenging for me, but I love being able to share the message. It's just it's not simple for me. I'm better talker.
Well, it's good to have a co-author who understands that and takes notes with things that you talk about and puts them together and things like that. That's good. We're going to get to calls in just a second here for us, Sunny. So when you're doing what you're doing as a medium, do you see things in the future too? Do they tell you things about the future?
Not generally about the future, but I guess what I would say is I generally get a sense of the way that the direction things are going based on the energy that's happening right now. And so oftentimes they will show me a likelihood of something and I create an awareness for a client so that they could actually make the shift. So, you know, the direction of the energy and if they continue just doing what they're doing or thinking or following or taking action the way they are, then this is the way things are going to move. But if they want to make changes to that, then we need to redirect them. And so oftentimes spirit gives me that that understanding to be able to help them see where they're going and or where they could go.
Is this all about energy, Sunny?
Absolutely. It's all about energy and interpreting energy and tuning into the vibration. You know, that's how I work, is tuning into the different vibrations to be able to then give language around what it is that I'm either seeing or hearing or feeling or knowing.
Do you see auras?
I do. I actually saw them when I was a child, but I didn't know that they were auras. And I don't see them all the time, which doesn't mean people don't have them. I think it just means sometimes I'm trying to just be a normal, everyday person. So there are times where I don't have that experience, and other times where just everywhere I look, I can see auras.
All right, let's go to the phones to get things started. We'll go to Edward in Sparta, New Jersey. Edward, thanks for calling. You're up.
You have a subject here of first interest to me. I've been listening to you on the broadcast here for 10 years.
Well, thank you.
We can't. I didn't mean to go off on this. I have a question for your guest.
Sure thing.
I wanted to mention first, very quickly, we can't get you on Saturday night on WOR in New York because they replace you with a snake oil salesman. And trying to get you from Wheeling and Charlotte and Cleveland and
all you got to do is go to our website and click stations, and you'll find some that are really
well. They
really
the reception is terrible.
No, you'll get some, believe me.
Well,
and also get yourself a little Sirius XM receiver. You can pick us up on channel 103.
Well, I don't have the money for that.
No.
But anyway, back to your guest. My life is in ruins. I've never been able to get competent guidance my whole life for anything. I'm isolated, but I believe in what you're telling us about. I believe in spirit energies and angels and archangels. I read all about them in Emanuel Swedenborg and in the near-death experience. I've been doing this for years, but I can't find any evidence of any of this in my life. And it's very distressing. And I want to know, why is this, and how can I connect with something to have guidance for the perfect life every day, so that I know every hour of every day I'm in the right place doing the right thing.
Let me ask you this, Edward, before Sonny jumps in. Did you feel as if throughout your entire life you had a cloud over your head?
No.
You did not. All right, Sonny, it's up to
I've
you
never
now.
Never heard of such a thing.
Take it away.
You know, Edward, I think that what I kind of felt that way up until the time that I had the experience with my guardian angel. And so what I would say is that for you, it feels to me like it's being consistently open and connected. So to me, bringing in the angelic realm, I think, is the best place to start. And I specifically would work with Archangel Raphael. So calling in Archangel Raphael, and when I say calling in, inviting him into your life and asking him to show you in a way that you will know that it's him, that he is present. But you have to do it every single day. And I think this is what it feels like happens for you, is you start that process, and maybe you open yourself up, you read about it, you learn about it. But I feel like the problem is the lack of consistency, and it needs to happen every single day that you stay open, because if you've had how many years doing it one way.
And I felt some negative vibes from Edward.
Yeah,
but Edward's he's a great listener, and he's a good person.
You got it.
But I felt something that was a little negative.
I agree. It's a lower vibration, Edward. And so you have to really work at raising your vibration. And when you feel that negativity, it's very difficult for spirit to come into that low vibrational space. We've got to make them interested in something that's light. That's what they're looking for. It's kind of like a friend that irritates you. You know, how many times do you want to go hang out with a friend that irritates you?
That's right. You don't.
Well, spirit world looks at that kind of the same way. Like, bring some light energy, bring some joy, find some things that make you excited to start moving your vibration up. Because the higher you raise your vibration, the easier it is then to connect with the spirit world. And you've got to be consistent. I feel like you ask, and if you don't see it, then you're just like, well, see, it doesn't exist, and then you prove yourself right.
You're listening to the Sonny and George Psychic Hour here on Coast to Coast AM. By the way, 7.4 earthquake in Nepal again this morning out there. Close to 8,000 people died during the one they had a few weeks ago. Those people are getting clobbered out there, Sonny.
Yeah, not lots of love, lots of love.
Frederica in Oahu in Hawaii is with us now. Hello, Frederica.
How are you? Your show is always so amazing.
Well,
thank you for the good work you do, George.
Very welcome.
Sonny, I wanted to share a really quick story, and I know there's other callers, so I'm going to talk real fast, but something that happened just 3 days ago, and it was just so cool in a funny kind of way. On May 8th, just 3 days ago, I couldn't shake the feeling that my good friend Susan Morlag was around me, but unfortunately, I had lost touch with her for the last 3 years, and I didn't know why all of a sudden she was on my mind. She lived in Florida. So I began, this little boy said, go on Facebook. Of course. So I went on Facebook, and I found her. And I wrote her this amazing, wonderful message from my heart and said, I want to reconnect. I'm sorry we've lost touch, et cetera, et cetera. And I get this message back from a friend of hers named Jim telling me that 3 years ago to the day, she had crossed over. And I just got this funny feeling. In other words, she had died 3 years ago. But I was feeling her presence all around me 3 years later on the very anniversary of her crossing over. And I don't know what that was about, but it gives me chills of joy in a way, because I feel like she was around me.
Well, absolutely. And that you got the validation then that if you open yourself up to that connection, that you can experience more and more and more of that. She was just one, you know, one experience, a cool one. That's a great story. And likely there was some, either some healing or some reconnection that needed to occur for you, obviously, because you wrote that letter, and she recognized that. So she tapped in, you know, gave you a little tap on your shoulder, and you were open enough and your vibration was high enough that you could receive it.
What is the most, for you, Sonny, the most fulfilling aspect of what you do?
You know, I think it's really, number one, it's bringing closure to people when I see clients one-on-one. But more than that is actually teaching people that they can do it themselves. You know, that they can, if you have a heart connection with someone that's passed, you're the very best medium for them. So it doesn't mean you're a medium for your next door neighbor's past loved ones. But if you have a heart connection with someone, you're still connected with them, and that love never ends. That's why I wrote that book, because the connection is there. You just have to be open. You just have to be willing to stay present. You know, the very best message that Spirit has given me ever, I think, is you cannot focus on my absence and experience my presence.
I like that. Let's go to our first-time caller, Lindy in La Cañada, California. Welcome to the program, Lindy. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
Sure. Okay, good.
Good. I have a family story that's been handed down through the generations.
Love to hear it.
Okay, good. It could be either a ghost, an angel, or a guide story, I would imagine. But anyway, the date was October 16th, 1909. The place was Houston, Texas, in an old home, a big home. My great-grandfather was a doctor, and his daughter contracted diphtheria, which killed a lot of little kids in that era. They'd get a gray webbing on the back of their throats, and it would sometimes affect the heart. But his daughter was recuperating upstairs, and my grandfather had a brother who was a lawyer. They were in the parlor with some other people playing cards one evening, and when one of them noticed a man was alighting the stairway, and when he looked at him closely, he saw that he was transparent. So he had the others look to see if they saw him too, and they did. And then my grandfather got up and went upstairs and started looking through the different rooms, and he couldn't find anything. But when he got into my great aunt's, his daughter's, bedroom, she said, Papa, a man came and told me I was to go with him. And then she died an hour later because, unbeknownst to them, she had a heart involvement with the diphtheria. And I just thought that was such a neat story.
It's a great story because they actually got to see the apparition, so they had the validation,
right?
You know, and that happens so often where when people are getting ready to transition, they start talking about the people that are coming to get them, you know, and so that's a beautiful validation of what happens many times for people when they get ready to transition into the spirit world.
Oh, that's so interesting.
My sense is it was actually an ancestor.
That's kind of what we think, you know. So, all right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing.
Appreciate it, Lindy. Sunny Don Johnston with us, of course, or works. The love never ends, and invoking the archangels. And when you say the love never ends, and of course you're talking about that connection with the other side, why doesn't it end?
Because once we leave this physical body, we still have a connection with those. Spirits in spirit, and then oftentimes, you know, people call it soul clusters or soul families will come back down in connection another way, and so that love connection is still vibrating through us because it's all vibration.
Okay, we go next to John in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've got some time. John, you're up with us. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Great. Hey, Sonny.
Hi, John.
Hey. Yeah, I wanted to give you a call. I actually spoke to some entities or spirits last night, and I actually can record them on my cell phone. You know, you just go, I've got an iPhone, mm-hmm. and I just go to the recordings, and I hit record, and I can hear them. And I can hear them speaking over me.
Are they speaking like to themselves?
Excuse me?
Are they speaking to themselves or to you directly?
To me directly, yeah.
You're going to have to get us a copy of some of that if you can.
Well, Sci-Fi has wanted to come in to, not to my home, but to one of my friends. And I was at my friend's house when I did this last night. And she's refused it, but... You know, it's pretty neat, and I was saved. I've lived in this home where I'm living now for 42 years, and I was saved when I was 8 years old, and I've always been able to speak to angels, and I write my own music, and I'm able to speak that language, and so I was so, you know, motivated to give you a call, Sonny, and see what you thought about it. And, you know, it's fun. It's amazing.
Well, definitely.
It's a great gift.
Yeah, that, I mean, a lot of times when we have a near-death experience or something like that, we come back and we have those specific gifts. I mean, Danyon Brinkley is a great example of that.
He sure is.
And so opening that door and being able to get it on audio, that I would love to hear that.
Yeah, so get us a copy if you can, John. Send it to us here at the network. If you want to email me first, George at coasttocoastam.com, and I'll give you some specific mailing instructions. I'd like to hear a copy of that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
The Other Side. Mm-hmm. What do you think of EVP sounds?
No, I don't.
Sonny!
I don't. EVP. Give me the...
Electronic voice phenomena. It is recording of ghost voice, much like what he has probably done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I haven't heard of it as that term, but yes, I have. I absolutely think we can capture that. I mean, again, when spirit is in the space, the vibration changes. So you think with the technology that we have now, certainly there's no reason why we couldn't be able to pick up that that vibration through sound.
Favorite personal spirit story of all time, what is it?
Oh, my goodness. Probably the one that touches my heart the most was I was doing readings at a fair in 2002, I think, and a man sat down at my table, and he looked kind of worn and weathered, and he sat down and said, "Well, okay, read me." And I was like, oh, boy, this is going to be fun, because he really, even though he wanted the reading, he was very resistant.
He had a little attitude, didn't he?
Yes, he had attitude, and he was kind of heavy. He had some heavy, heavy energy. And shortly after he sat down, a little boy appeared to his side, and the little boy said, "Tell my dad that I love him and that it's not his fault."
That's why he was heavy.
That's exactly why he was heavy, and he'd struggled with addiction and all kinds of things. And through the reading, we came to find out that his son had been murdered 4 years earlier, and the son was coming back to let him know that it wasn't his fault, and that his mom would go to prison, and, you know, just gave the whole entire story. And it was so heartwarming, because this man who was kind of hard and heavy and dark that sat down, we just bawled together for 45 minutes.
Oh, my God, that is emotional, isn't it?
It was so emotional. And then he stood up, and he left a different man.
He sure did.
He heard from his son that it wasn't his fault, because his mom...
He was living with that all his life.
His whole life. And he had gone into prison and struggled with addiction because he didn't know how to deal with it. And the reason that the mom had him killed was because he reminded her of his father. And so he carried that guilt for all of that time. And so that was a life-changing reading for me.
Oh, that's dramatic. Okay, Sonny, we're going to come back in just a moment and wrap things up, and we'll take some final calls on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back with Sonny Don Johnston, and we're going to take your final calls, too. What was it like being in the seance with Lisa Rinna?
You know, it was really interesting. It was a great experience. We had a lot of spirit activity. She had a little bit of a struggle opening up so that we could get, you know, ultimately she wanted to connect with her sister. And so it was a little bit challenging getting her to kind of open up so that her sister would come through. She was pretty guarded. But it really was interesting to watch the whole process, where her friends kind of came in as skeptics, and they had some amazing experiences.
Indeed. And she has been all over the place after that seance, hasn't she?
She sure has. I really do think that it healed a part of her. She had questions around her sister dying, because her sister died when she was very young, and she never really, nobody ever talked about it, you know, because it was one of those kinds of things, and they weren't sure if it was suicide, accidental, not. And so after she had that closure, I mean, things have just skyrocketed for her, and I really think it changed her inside.
She's married to the actor Harry Hamlin. I like him.
Yes, I do too.
Good act.
I do too.
All right, let's take some final calls here. We will go to Baltimore, Maryland. Paul's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Paul, thanks for calling. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Sonny Johnson.
Hey there.
All right. I've had a lot of experiences, as you have talked about on the radio, and I've been trying to get through for the longest time. And I appreciate you getting me through. Now, the fact is, what I want to do is I want to get or join or be with your organization in terms of joining you in your arrangement of doing things. And I would like very much to tell you a little of my life history. You'd be really, really surprised. And, of course, you know I'm in Baltimore, where the riot was not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And it's things that I foresee. As a matter of fact, my whole family is dead. I'm my mother's only child, and the fact is I went through a lot in my lifetime. I became a master barber at 17 years old. I wasn't even old enough to open up my own shop, but my mother was a master barber and cosmetologist. And the fact is I later on joined into the State Department of Juvenile Services. I experienced the youngsters and the things that they needed and the things that I saw. And I've made contact with Delegate Pat McDonough and the new governor, Larry Hogan. And I really want to talk to you. I'm very, very serious about this, and I wish I could keep contact with you. Is it possible that I can leave my phone number because I don't want to hold the line up too long?
Well, probably the best way, if you're wanting to connect with the group for our organization, is go to Find Me Group. If you Google Find Me Group,
Find Me Group,
that will get you the information to get you to the website where we can, you know, they have a whole process of bringing people in and vetting them. But you could certainly connect that way, and then you can reach me on my website as well.
He can contact you through your website.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Dawn, D-A-W-N, Johnston.com. And we have a link, Paul, at coasttocoastam.com. So we make it easy for you.
Thank you, Paul.
I assume you get flooded with emails after a show like this. Trust me.
Absolutely.
So you'll get back to everybody, but it's going to take them time. It'll take you some time, right?
Yes, we will get back to everyone. I have a great team that's supporting me, and so we will get back to everyone as soon as we possibly can.
We've probably slammed your website already.
I bet that it has. I hear that your show has a tendency to do that,
We
George.
Do that. I like doing that. Next up, we go to Linda in Newark, Delaware. Welcome to the program, Linda. You're on with Sunny Dawn. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Sunny, I have a quick question, if you don't mind, about the clearing with the Epsom salts and the alcohol.
Yes.
If would I have to, if I knew of it, like a specific place on my property that I feel really needs a good clearing,
mm-hmm.
Would I take it to that specific place, or do you just do it in the home?
If it's like on a property, absolutely. The challenge is sometimes in houses, like I'll give you the backstory why I know this, is I was doing a clearing. I was actually teaching a class. I do a lot of different classes on different subjects, and we were doing a clearing. And so I actually did the green fire in my healing center. And I just did it on the floor and put some pot holders. Well, the fire literally went probably 5 feet up. And so I didn't tell my husband I did that, which is a good thing. So if you have a place that you specifically can feel the energy and it's safe to do it there, absolutely, I would do it right there. And for property, if you feel like an energy center or vortex of negativity or something like that, absolutely take it to that space.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Indeed. You enjoy doing what you're doing, Sonny. I can tell.
I love it. It's my life. You know, it's my life's work. And it's my life. It's not just something that is my job, you know?
James in Richmond, Virginia. It's your turn, James. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, George. Hey, Ms. Johnston.
Hi, James.
I'm very confused. I hear George's show a lot of times, and I hear the Book of Revelation like tonight, and I believe we are in the final
stages
time of the planet, and at least for the Book of Revelation matching up. And it also, the Book of Revelation is written by, it's the Word of God, it's the testimony of Jesus Christ, and it's the strongest as far as accuracy. It says in the end, don't change any of the wording or you'll be cursed. The things will be added to you or subtracted from you, depending on whether you take away from the wording or add to it. It's very, very, don't change anything in it. And it goes on in chapter 21, verse 8, I think, is what it says here. Yeah, it says, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, illicit sorcerers, idolaters, or idolaters, maybe it's called for idols, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So I'm confused. I don't know if you've read the Bible or not. I think it's either in Leviticus. It's in the Old Testament. It also warns, God warns very early to the very early civilizations, don't mess with spirits. It's not, they fool you. It's not something you mess with.
All right. Well, let's see, Sonny, what do you think? His phone's about ready to go there. But you're messing with spirits. Is that a bad thing?
You know, I've been doing it most of my life, and I lead a very positive, loving life, and I don't feel like I'm doing anything negative or wrong. I understand that some people have that belief, and I'm not out to prove that wrong. I'm just choosing to follow my own truth. And I actually did read much of the Bible when I was younger, out of curiosity, and it resonates with many people, and it doesn't for others. And so I always say my religion is love.
Next up, we go to Rebecca in Tustin, California. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, George. George, you're such a wonderful, kind man, and you help so many people, and I appreciate you very much. And hello, Sunny. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. I'm an empath and clairsentient, and I have been very sensitive since I was very young. I've been told that I should give readings, but I don't really know how to go about doing this.
Yeah. When you're clairsentient and an empath, which I am as well, my friend, so I understand, it can be very challenging. Part of the first 15 years of my struggle was really just embracing that this was actually a gift, because it didn't feel like a gift because I was so sensitive. And I didn't know how to separate my energy from other people. And it took a lot of practice, really. So what I would recommend is some form of meditation, first of all, and calling in some form of protection or support for you, whatever lines up with your belief system.
I too had a visit when I was young, and also was very involved with my church when I was young. Mm-hmm. Put everything kind of on the back burner for my family.
Yeah.
And then when I was older, I sort of had an awakening, a spiritual awakening, where I realized that the things that my grandfather had taught me when I was very young, because I had my gift from him, and he showed me what he knew when the time that I had him, I realized that the things that he was teaching me when we go out in public was to read people. Mm-hmm. And I kind of went, oh, he was teaching me to read people. And I was in the medical field for a long time and hate going to malls. Hate it so much because of the negative energy. I'll get off the elevator and I'll think, well, I wasn't angry when I got on the elevator. I need to push this energy out. And I pick it up so easily. It has made me have fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Is it true that a lot of empaths can have fibromyalgia?
Absolutely. They absorb the negativity. I would start doing some form of protection consistently daily and really feeling that. So the thing that helped me was recognizing I was a witness to other people's experiences and pain. I was an observer of other people's experiences and pain, not the absorber. When I become the absorber, I take on that energy, but I also make it bigger. So part of our learning, and it takes discernment and it takes a lot of practice, but it can be done, because I'm proof of it. And I wrote a lot about that in my Invoking the Archangels book, about how to really maintain your energy and the energy of other people too, your family, your friends, people that are in pain and grief. You know, as a medium, I deal with death on all levels, and I'm also a hospice volunteer. So I think that if you can really find a way to hold that space and ground your energy, It will change your life. It did mine. I created a lot of physical illnesses because of my sensitivity. And so I want to encourage you and let you know that you can do it.
Why is it that burning sage tends to keep some of these bad spirits away?
It changes the vibration of the space. And I also think because there's so much history, you know, it's something that has been so ceremonial for so many years that it puts us in the state of being receptive to release, like it releases the vibration, it changes the vibration, and it puts us in a state of receptivity to take our power back, to really stand in our own energy.
Let's take another call or two. Let's go to Bill in Missoula, Montana, west of the Rockies. Hi, Bill. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. You're serious. I actually got through.
You made it right at the clock.
Okay. I'm a first-time caller. I mean, I've been listening to you for like 4 years.
Well, thank you, Bill.
I'm a homeless guy. I live outside, and I'm in my own little wigwam here. And I'm on my cell phone. My battery didn't die yet. But I've had three death experiences. I've had three open heart surgeries since in my life. I'm 50 years old or so, 53. And two of them, I had some really spectacular experiences. One of them was just evil as hell because I was feeling bad about myself. And the other one was just so beautiful because I was content. And like she was saying, it's about love. You know, I'm not sure I believe in a single God either, but I do believe in love, and I do believe in, oh, it was just so wonderful. I mean, you know how you hear people, like they walk towards the light.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear people talk about the light and everything. Well, I was the light, and it was just wonderful. I felt the love of the whole planet. I felt the love of everything. It was the coolest thing. I could feel the birds and the trees and the people. It's like I could understand what everybody in the whole planet was thinking all at once. Mm-hmm. And I was not confused, and it was all just perfect. And it was love. It was pure love.
Isn't that a beautiful experience? That's exactly the way I felt in connection with the angelic realm and really helping me to heal a lot of my self-worth and self-esteem issues was that energy of unconditional love like I've never experienced in my entire life. And it helped me to heal and move forward and create the life I have today because love does heal.
Thanks for the call, Bill. So even in the angelic realm, have you come across Satan?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, George.
Did you come across Satan?
I haven't.
That's a good thing.
Thank God.
But he's out there, isn't he?
Well, that's what some people think. I think there's low energy. I think there's positive and negative in everything. But do I believe in Satan in the sense that a lot of people refer to it? No.
And you were also in the documentary Sacred Journey of the Heart, very briefly. What was that about?
You know, it's a documentary about really coming into love. It's a gal's journey through sexual abuse and how she came to really loving herself and being able to forgive those that abused her and finding that heart connection and that heartbeat that runs through all of us that keeps us, that connects us all as one through the heart.
Well, Sunny, I want to thank you for being on the program with us. You are truly an enlightened worker, my friend.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful to have the time with you, and I enjoyed our time, George, and thank you for the work that you do in sharing this message because it's been so needed, and I'm so grateful that there's shows like this now.
We're going to keep doing it. So people can contact you through your website, and they can pick your books up that way or also like Amazon.
Yeah, they can get them on Amazon or they can get them on my website. And, that's the best on Facebook, of course. I'm there too. So.
Okay, great. Thanks, Sunny.
Thank you so much, George.
Sunny Dawn Johnson, and you have been listening to The Psychic Medium. So thanks for listening. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.